Hello, my friends. This is Miguel Garcia, and you are in the Miguel Garcia podcast. On this podcast, you'll learn how to start a new life with a much better attitude. I call this podcast segments Golden Nuggets. So it's a shorter podcast, and I call them Golden Nuggets because these are very, very targeted, small pieces of information. They have practical advice. I don't think having a 30-minute or an hour-long podcast helps people retain knowledge. I mean, some people just talk, and you get distracted. But I think that if we go to a format in which the information is condensed and you've got practical steps to accomplish the task, then you will benefit more. So I'd rather give you a golden nugget and let you focus on it than cram an hour of information and you retain almost nothing. So a golden nugget, it's a laser focus piece of advice. Anyway, so if you see that you're getting value, please rate the podcast and please send this podcast link to your family and friends. You can follow me on Instagram, Miguel Podcast, or shoot me an email with questions or comments at miguelgarciapodcast@gmail.com. Sounds cool, man. So we're going to start with, what do you do to start your day in a positive and grateful attitude? You know, I have a morning routine, and it helps me start my day feeling great and positive. So, you know, I'm a businessman, I run a business, there's always problems, there's always issues. I have a lot of children, and there's always problems, there's always issues. You know, you got teenagers, attitudes, and all sorts of things. So, in the morning, I try to get my mindset right. And what I do is, you know, while I'm still laying in bed, I sometimes do it with my eyes closed or open. But the first thing I do is kind of wake up and clear my mind of any distracting thoughts or noise. Then I start focusing on being grateful. I said a couple morning prayers, and then I start focusing on what I might thank of for. So I thank God for the new day. You know, I'm alive. I have a job. I have family. I'm successful. I have a lot of stuff that I'm need to be grateful for sometimes, and I'm not. I need to be grateful for my business partners, for my friends, for my associates, for all those people around my life that make me what I am. So I thank God for that. I'm grateful for the talents and gifts that God has given me. I focus on being grateful for my health, for my family again, for the business. I'm also thankful for the opportunity that God has given me to make this day a great day. Man, you know, every day is a new beginning. God is so wonderful that He gives us a new chance to start fresh. I try to look at every day as a new opportunity to make things better, to correct my mistakes, to work on my shortcomings, to help someone. I try to focus on positive things. I have you know, part of my routine again is it's some prayers, and one of the things that I pray for is wisdom. And I remember I read somewhere in a Bible passage that God asked, I think it was Solomon. He asked him, ask me for anything you want, and I'll grant it to you. And Solomon kind of paused and said, well, why want wisdom? And God was very pleased with that answer because, you know, if Solomon would have asked for gold or riches or whatever, God would have definitely granted to him. But he asked for wisdom. And if you think about it, what does wisdom do? If you get wisdom, if you get wise, you start making the right decisions on everything you do in life. So you would make the right decisions in your personal life, with your spouse, your children, all your interactions, you will make the right decisions. And same thing in business, you will make the right business decisions. So why would you want to ask for riches and not wisdom, right? Because with wisdom, everything else follows. Everything follows. All the success, all the riches, and everything else, because you're making the right decisions again, you know? And once you have all those riches or whatever things that you're looking for, you will dispense of them wisely because you have wisdom. So wisdom, it's the thing I pray for. Again, it's just me. I don't ask for anything else. And again, you know, God grants me wisdom on this new day. I can make all the right decisions. And each of these decisions will have the right impact on my life and the lives of my loved ones and my business and associates. So, you know, be thankful and pray for wisdom. This is what I recommend. Don't pray for anything else, because again, if you pray for wisdom, you will make the right decisions that will guide your life. So anyway, this particular routine gets me in the right frame of mind. You know, you can't be negative when you're grateful, when you're thankful, when, you know, you're thinking about all the positive things in your life. You know, there's some folks that have a problem with negativity or whatever. I used to be one. I used to wake up all ticked off, and you know, I watched last night's news and I went upset mad because it was going to snow 20 inches in Chicago, and I was going to struggle the next morning or whatever. So what I did, I stopped watching TV at night. I didn't watch the news because it's always bad news. Nobody has anything positive to say, and that kind of helped me get to sleep in peace. If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. And so the next morning, I wake up and I try to focus on, okay, I'm awake. I'm alive. That means I'm alive. Then I start thinking about the things that I have in my life, you know, like my family, my wife, my business, I'm healthy. And you start focusing on that, and, you know, it kind of gets you in a good mood. So it gets you in the right frame of mind, you know. And that's what you want to start your day with. So go ahead and try to come up with your own routine. Practice it. I think it will change how you start your day, and it will progress to not only changing how you start your day, but how do you go about the whole day? Because once you develop that routine, it'll stick to you, and during the day, you'll start practicing to be grateful during the day. And as you go along through your day, you'll find little things where you go, oh, thank you, God, for this. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful because the sun is out. I'm thankful because, you know, there's fresh air. I'm thankful for the birds and the sky and you know, all that good stuff. It's all free. And, you know, God gives it to us, and he doesn't charge us a dime. So, again, you know, if you can remember during the day to say little prayers of gratitude, you'll see that little by little, you'll become a happier person. You know, you can even be grateful during adversity because it gives you a chance to develop up or practice a skill. I go through a lot of things during the day, and sometimes I want to get upset about something. Then I think about it and pull myself back and go, you know what? This is a chance to practice my patience, or this is a chance to practice being kind to somebody. And again, you know, with plenty of practice, you'll get to a level where you're thinking about life in a totally different way. Instead of getting upset right away, you will think about it and go, okay, is this an opportunity for me to practice a particular virtue? And if it is so, then you go ahead and do it. But, you know, you're conscious about it. It's not like you're reacting like, you know, a wild animal or anything like that. So try to come up with your own routine and practice. Again, this is a golden nugget episode, and I hope that that I gave you enough information so that you could go out and develop your own routine and starting your day, you know, more positive. So, you know, give me a shout out on Instagram at Miguel Podcast, or shoot me an email at miguelgarciapodcast@gmail.com and let me know how it's going. So on our next podcast, I'm going to go over how to heal your wounds and be whole again by ditching all the baggage you've been carrying for so long. So see you next time. God bless. Take care. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram or shoot me an email if you have any questions. Thank you. Take care.